Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
From the IRS family to yours, happy holidays. I'm David Brancaccio. With the new year, your friends at the Internal Revenue Service will resume sending reminder letters to people who owe the federal government from tax years gone by. These letters were paused during the pandemic, and to avoid sticker shock when these happy little notices start showing up in the mail, the IRS is waiving the penalties it usually charges for a stretch of back taxes. This applies to tax years 2020 and 2021, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
The IRS says nearly 5 million taxpayers will get penalty waivers. These penalties can range anywhere from 5% to 25% of the amount of tax owed. That adds up to about $1 billion in penalties being waived. You don't have to do anything to get a waiver. The agency says it's already applied them to qualifying individual taxpayer debts. Businesses are next, followed by trusts, estates, and tax-exempt organizations. The whole process is expected to last until early March and only applies to assessed tax of less than $100,000. Back taxes also accrue interest, and by law, the IRS has to collect that money. The agency cannot waive or reduce interest payments except in rare circumstances. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
You heard, by mail, if someone texts or telephones you saying they're the, quote, IRS to arrange for you to pay right then on the phone with a credit, debit, or gift card, it is a scam. If you don't know why I felt the need to say that, ask friends and family about the topic and you'll see why. Earlier this fall, it was big famous stocks like the chipmaker Nvidia and Amazon powering gains in stock market indexes. Then in the last week or so, a big turn, a jump in the little folks of the stock market. Analyst Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
Well, the dynamic has changed significantly. So S&P 500 up 24% year to date, NASDAQ up 43%. Those are really big moves, but up until just a few days ago, those moves were concentrated in the very biggest stocks in those indices, and they were what was powering it. Since we've had that Fed meeting, we've seen a big change in the market, and the companies that are doing well are small caps. That shows that investors are really anticipating that the economy is going to get back on track, inflation is gone, and suddenly we're seeing a massive move in these smaller cap names. We've seen a large move in the Russell, over 20%, just over the last couple of weeks, as we've seen that change in investors' expectations around interest rates.
It really surged upward. And this is because some of those smaller companies, right, are a little bit more sensitive to the higher interest rates we've had over the past 2 years, and therefore sensitive to talk they may come down in the new year.
Absolutely. Remember that smaller companies are more sensitive to debt. They're smaller. They need scale. They also need capital to grow. So the higher interest rates are, the more expensive it is for them to continue to grow. However, don't forget that things can still change. It's nice to think that interest rates may be easing in the future in 2024. Investors may have gotten a little bit ahead of themselves. We shouldn't be too complacent yet.
Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Rite Aid has been banned from using facial recognition technology for 5 years over allegations that its surveillance system was used to incorrectly flag Black, Latino, Asian, or female shoppers as shoplifters. This from a settlement with the Federal Trade Commission. Rite Aid is in bankruptcy protection with many stores closing. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Surprise! The federal government's latest U.S. oil production report, producers pumped out nearly 13.5 million barrels a day in November. That's almost a million barrels a day more than predictions. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
U.S. oil production has been ramping up at kind of an awkward time for the global oil cartel.
OPEC, together with its allies, OPEC Plus, have been trying to make sure that there was a limited amount of oil in the market to hit sort of a higher target price.
Amy Myers Jaffe runs the Energy, Climate Justice, and Sustainability Lab at NYU. She says OPEC's been cutting production for a while. This time last year, those cuts helped push oil prices above $80 a barrel. Thing is, American producers noticed.
Everybody in the C-suite of all the fracking companies thought, geez, if they're successful, I can make a lot of money, and so I'm going to drill more.
And so they did. U.S. production rose, and U.S. producers have been getting more oil out of every rig they own, says Tom Tsang, a professor of energy finance at Texas Christian University.
Rig count is down, but we're at record production levels. So that tells you they're being much more efficient with the resources that they have.
There have also been recent mergers in the fracking sector. And when they make those deals, Tsang says companies like to beef up their revenue.
They're going to have to justify those acquisitions. And the way you do that is you get out there, you develop, you increase production so that your revenue from these properties goes up.
All of this oil from the U.S. is a big reason why oil prices have been falling in recent weeks. Matt Smith at the data and analytics firm Kepler says consumers are noticing.
Because we're seeing prices at the pump on the national average get down to $3 a gallon, which is excellent ahead of, the Christmas period here.
If prices keep falling, demand for oil could pick up. But Smith says let's not forget that the Federal Reserve's rate hikes have been cooling down the economy, and that will probably continue into next year. So oil demand could slow down.
So as that demand gets ratcheted down a bit, that could weigh on prices further.
Either way, Smith says if oil prices stay around where they are now, U.S. producers will keep on drilling. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.